views, opinions, and positions expressed on this radio program are those of the speakers, authors, or other contributors, and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by BBS Radio Network or its affiliates. This broadcast is intended for entertainment purposes only.
I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other.
When one is able to repeatedly step into the purity and heart and space of genuine and heightened awareness, miracles manifest. Conscious evolution becomes inevitable, and the revelations to one's spirit becomes revolutionary within the simplicity of its own essence. Awakening then becomes of its aware the destination of such a path when one has answered to the calling, unfolds to reveal the ripening of one's universal truths. The book of positive light, remembrance of the heart.
And now, here is your host for Quantum Mindfulness Radio, Joel Ayala Ayupanya.
Now, the topic of main focus for tonight's show lies upon concentrating upon the intentions, the mindset, the heart set, upon the many parallels, the mirror effect, and the law of attraction, the law of reciprocity, synchronicity, and upon the energies of the true and ultimate meaning behind the spirited, and among the most ancient greetings of Namaste and of In Lakesh Alakin, interpreted as I see you from within me. And why I make mention of these very words of heightened frequency and the vibration are for the very reasons of why the guest for tonight's show is making her first debut appearance on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. And my guest specifically for tonight's show is exactly almost like a mirror image of what I am, a talk show host on the same radio network, the BBS Radio Network, an author, a light worker, a healer, and an awakener of hearts. And the name of this inspiring motivation, this warm and motivating heart, only invokes the energies of truth and that of kindness when spoken. And so I have with me tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio the venerable and inspirational Reverend Dr. Edwige, again the host of her consciously awakening and eye-opening radio talk show Affirmations for Living with Dr. Edwige, and the author of her new book, You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life. Now, a book of which has been described by Dr. Edwige as mimicking the framework of being exactly just that, a journal of sorts in nature, similar in fashion to that of my own book, profoundly enough, the Book of Positive Light. And now, the main reason of why I had used and focused intentionally upon the very words of Namaste and of In Lakesh Alakin are of the same reasons of why I see her the same from within me. In conversation through the very language that she speaks from within the pages of her book, and among the many conversations that she has orchestrated from several of her awe-inspiring talks, from many of her talk show appearances and YouTube broadcasts, Dr. Edwige has made reference and has frequently placed special emphasis upon the many words of higher and heightened frequency, awakening, sacred geometry, self-rediscovery, ascension, Mother Gaia, the Golden Age, living within the heart, Christ consciousness, the Akashic Records, the flower of life, and the list just goes on and on and on with similar parallels. Now, Dr. Edwige is additionally a life coach, a light body mentor, a light code activator, a metaphysical practitioner, and a motivational speaker. She is also synchronistically enough, and again, I cannot emphasize this enough, a carrier or template and embodiment of the Lemurian seed, for which we will be conversing about shortly within the next hour of this show. So thank you, Dr. Edwige, for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Joel. I so appreciate being here. Thank you.
And so, Dr. Edwige, again, I cannot thank you enough for being here within the sacred space. And we have indeed been Facebook friends for quite a while now. I have received many of your invitations to many of your broadcasts. And I do and would indeed have to say that not only are your shows very thought-provoking and inspiring, to say the least, but they parallel in nature to the very essence of what this talk show in Quantum Mindfulness Radio is all about. Now, can you be able to explain for our listeners and how the law of attraction, the universal law of reciprocity, and how synchronicity has played a part, not in only your journey, but in how you were called to reach out to me, to Quantum Mindfulness Radio, and aligning your journey with the path along with what I have been called to be in alignment with you as well? If you could explain that for me.
Wow, there's a lot in that question. So here is, when we're on our path, we have to follow the guidance that comes and trust. Wow, that's a big word. Trust the process as it shows up. And so in trusting the process, and yes, we've been friends on Facebook for a long time, and you have amazing guests on your show, and we share the same things because there is only but one truth, and we each have chosen our way of expressing it, but there is only one truth. And so, as I trust the process, you know, sort of like standing on the yellow brick road, and all I have to do is stand there, knowing that Source, Creator, is going to bring to me the next logical step, and all I have to do is make it. When first what I saw your name and your Facebook post, I was guided. I felt, I knew that I just simply had to reach out to you, and so I did. I followed it. There wasn't any hesitation. It took me literally moments to just send that you know, email off to you. I just followed my guidance, and it has not yet failed me, nor will it ever, because that's Source energy moving through. And so that's how we found ourselves to be here today. The law of attraction is a very interesting law, and most people understand it to a degree, but they really don't understand how much more involved it is, because there are other laws that support the law of attraction. And so we have to become so much more mindful of our thoughts, our feelings, and understand the power that we have and that those words have, because they're creating in every moment. And you and I shared how those lower vibrational words can hold us in that awful energy, that low vibrational energy. Words like no and can't and stop are low in frequency, low in vibration, and so they pull us down and they keep us there. We have to raise our vibration, to raise our frequency, use lighter vibrational words like yes, certainly, I can, and when we use those words, we have a better opportunity to create more of what we're in align with. Because you're going to get what you get, because that's what you're vibrating to. So how you begin to use the energy will determine what you get looks like.
And it's similar almost to just the different broadcasts or radio frequencies that many people tune into. When you want to receive information of one particular message, of course, that resonates a certain level of vibration or frequency. And when you fine-tune that particular radio station to exactly where you want it, and you align that and parallel that with whatever information that you're looking for, you are essentially just tuning in to different broadcasts. And when you heighten your vibrations, you bring more that same vibration. And especially when you bring in within your space the frequencies of love, of abundance, of goodness, of course you're going to get that back in return.
But you know what? Can I just say something right here? Because there's two things I want the audience to hear, what you just said. Number one, the word abundance simply means a lot of something. So when you ask for abundance, oh God, send me abundance, make sure you clarify what the abundance is. Abundance of joy, abundance of health, abundance of prosperity, or abundance of junk, abundance of the same stuff that you've been getting. So really understand the word abundance simply means a lot of something, and so clarify what that abundance is. The other thing, the frequency of asking, okay, is wonderful, but in order to receive what you've asked for, you must change the station, the frequency, to the receiving frequency. So if you continue to stay on the asking frequency, all you'll ever do is ask. You have to get off the asking frequency, move on to the receiving frequency to get what it is you're asked for.
Repetitively asking, that's in a paradox in itself, where the universe will provide you with just exactly that. You just asking and never receiving. So it's a definitely many components to manifestation and creation.
Yeah.
You have to be well, willing, and deserving to receive as well as to ask. And that is very important. Many people just do not realize the importance and the significance of knowing exactly what you want. And from what you had mentioned just 5 minutes ago, making clear exactly what you want. And you had mentioned that we are fairly in the cycle in this particular moment in the now, where things are starting to manifest quickly. The time paradox is thinning, and for which the things that we have to resonate, we have to resonate what is truly within our hearts and not within the clutter of our egos, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And so what you're speaking to is the fact that, so in 2012, what ended, what happened in 2012? 2012 was the end of the Piscean Age, which was that time is money matrix, that lower vibrational masculine energy. That ended. What's about to begin in 2015 is we're stepping into the Aquarian Age, the Golden Age, all those wonderful, loving, divine feminine aspects, although we really need to be balanced in both masculine and feminine. So where are we now? We're in this window of opportunity. And as we begin to move towards the new timeline, time is definitely speeding up, because it's higher frequency, and higher frequency is a faster frequency. And so that buffer that we have been graced with all this time, right, where we thought it was a disservice to us, I keep asking for my stuff, why isn't this stuff showing up? Well, just imagine where you are right now. Everyone who's complaining, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this. Just imagine you keep saying what you don't like, so you keep getting it. Imagine if you manifested even faster where you would be and how low on the totem pole you would be. And so, you know, it's through grace that we've had this buffer of time. Now, because we are waking up and we are recognizing that we're divine beings, we're moving towards the new timeline, and the new timeline says you need to have your stuff, your ducks all lined up in a row, because where we're going, we will no longer have that buffer of time, and you will instantly manifest, and let's hope it's from your heart, and that you have put your ego in check.
Now, before we get into the main content of your book, and even into further works of what you have done for many of people who have been in search of their true mission and their meaning in life, how did all of this work out for you? How did your awakening start about for you, and your journey, and how it all started with you being as a light worker, a healer, and it's being the template of the Lemurian seed?
Well, Joel, you know, for me to say how that started, I have to go back to when I was 12, quite honestly. growing up in South Jersey on 5 acres in the middle of the woods. When I was 12, one morning, I awakened to a being, and I say a being because it was a cosmic being of light, standing in my room. And I could see him with my eyes open. And he telepathically told me he was there to teach me. And out my bedroom window, I went flying. Imagine a 12-year-old literally hovering above themselves in bed. I could see me sleeping, pulling the pillow, and yet I could see me, right, a lighter density me, but I could see E flying above me. And I thought, well, this is just amazing. What the heck is going on? And out the window I went, and I flew into the cosmos. And, I mean, you know, the nebula, you name it, I was there. I was touching the stars. And then I landed on a bridge, and then I dove into the depths of the ocean, swimming with the whales and the dolphins. This happened for 6 years. For 6 years, this amazing, divine, loving being came in. And I would share it with my mom, and my mom's like, well, they're teaching you, you know, you're going to continue to go. I remember one event, I'm like, I don't feel like going. I grabbed my pillow. Imagine that I could feel me, see me holding my pillow in my arm, yet my pillow was still on the bed and I was resting on it. I'm like, what is going on?
And it's sort of like going to school almost and not wanting to get up.
Exactly. You know, 12-year-old, yeah. And I floated down the hallway. Because I said, well, if I go to my mom's room, I'll wake her up and she'll tell them I don't have to go. So I floated down the hallway, yes, into her bedroom, saw her sleeping, tried to wake her up. She didn't wake up. I'm like, oh, well, and out the window in her bedroom I went. And so this happened. Little did I know that I was being then groomed, right, came in with fourth dimensional consciousness and being groomed to be this bridge between heaven and earth. At that moment, I didn't even know what it meant. And that stopped right around my 18th or so birthday when my dad transitioned. You know, you shut things off when something like that happened. And the next time I remember, I think I was about 25 or so, I was in California, and that same familiar feeling came over me, and I turned over. The sun was coming up, and there was that being standing there again. And I said to him, what are you doing? And he said, I'm checking your progress. And I'm like, progress? What are you talking about? Progress to what? Not a clue. Not a clue. And so he was gone. And then in, you know, fast forward, moved to Las Vegas, singing, doing my thing. And in 2004, I am driving to a photo shoot. I'm rear-ended in a car accident, and I go into the light. And in the light, my life doesn't flash before me. It's extremely still and peaceful and just this loving energy. And then I guess what would have been the second impact to the car, I'm back in it now, aware, and I'm holding the steering wheel really tight. It's no longer spinning. My mom's seat fell back, and I said, well, Mom, why are you sitting so far back? And she looks at me and said, dear, we were just in a car accident, and we were rear-ended. I'm like, we were? Okay. Shortly thereafter, angels came to me and said, you are here to bring them into the light. Awaken. And shortly thereafter, a being from Sirius showed up and said, we are ready to teach you. Meditate. And shortly thereafter, a spilled point of white light came into the room, turned to pictures, and said, we're testing to see how much you can see. 10 days later, an ultraviolet light came into the room, turned to the pineal gland, and opened everything up. And that's what my awakening has been like. I had been awake, and they came into my room. And when I say they, let me clarify. I've had dimensional beings, interdimensional beings, angelic beings, all of them showing up, one at a time, where I would be in.
Oh, I mean, beautiful. Wonderful. Absolutely an amazing story. On the average and on the regular, many individuals would observe that story and just either just brush it to the side as totally allegoric in nature, or they would judge you for that, or any other individual who had gone through such an experience. But for me, essentially, just the many things that I have gone through in life, I would have to validate and support you with that type of experience. And just to say that alone, for many other light workers who are out there who have had the same or similar experiences, to say that and to make it known, that is very courageous. And that is what we are essentially here to do right now, to take a stand and to... and that's what you're all about. It's about truth. It's about awakening. And that is exactly what the message was all about when you were in that car accident and amongst the many other events leading to that. And this has led for you and yourself within the acquirement of this template, the blueprint of what is called the Lemurian seed.
Well, yes, I would definitely say that. And to the light workers, that's why I entitled my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And it's okay. We have to stand in our truth. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, and this is the time that we've been waiting for. This is it, folks. We're going into the seventh and final golden age. And so it's none of my business what you think of me. It's none of my business if you think me crazy, if you think it's woo-woo. None of that matters. What matters is this is real. And we get to end this reincarnation into 3D. That's the most important thing, that we wake up to our divinity. I don't care about any other thing. My sole purpose is for my awakening, my ascension to the higher dimensions and realities, and to help those who want to be helped. That's it. And so, call me crazy. If you're fine with that, you're comfortable with that, I couldn't care less.
And really, the whole judgment of being called crazy, or even where the ridicule comes in, it's not even your problem per se. It's for the people who are not in the know, for the people who are looking and searching as much as anybody is for any type of meaning. And I'm sure that they inside themselves, subconsciously, that they're looking for that meaning as well. And there's a sense of
whether it be fear, judgment, all of those things are just aspects of yourself that haven't awakened yet. And when you awaken all of those aspects of self, then you will see and you will know as well. That's it. And so there's no judgment on those who have awakened. You have to allow people to be where they are, and allow their soul, who's running the show, to move them through the process however long it takes. It's okay. And so those are just aspects that haven't awakened yet.
And there's definitely a process for everyone. Everyone has their specific journey, their story, and according to this diminishing timeline of things that is a paradigm that is slowly starting to diminish, everyone has a particular time frame in which they are going to, or through the certain steps to this enlightenment or awakening or evolution of things. And so, and I believe there are many individuals such as yourself who act as the triggers and the people who have been guided and given a certain template such as yourself in order to basically walk through the stories of many people's lives and to not only have this gift and this acquired type of blueprint of things and how the new paradigm should be, but you said, and you mentioned it earlier, you cannot have this for yourself. It was meant to be shared.
Absolutely. There's no fun going or ascending all by yourself. I mean, don't you want your friends, your family, your associates, everyone? But the thing is, it's so very interesting. Knowing who I am and knowing why I came forth and knowing that I'm a part of this mission, it is my sincere desire to help everyone get it, because we all are here now on Earth, and everyone who wants to move forward gets to. And so, yeah, it's about helping everyone who wants the help, to be quite honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. And it's just reiterating what we had mentioned before. It's knowing what you want. And because of the specific cycle that we're in right now, time and creation, and for what I understand right now, co-creation is becoming more of a clear message for me. I didn't understand that before. I say in 2011, where many people have been compelled to awaken with this interest of truth, and just that. That realization from within yourself to know that it's a huge part of understanding not the outside of things and for which is the misnomer, but looking within and knowing exactly who you are. And as you from what you had mentioned in your book, when you actually start to begin to heal yourself, to know yourself, then you can start to know your mission and how you can heal others the same.
Absolutely. You know, it's so very interesting. Your sole purpose, everyone's always coming to me asking, what's my sole purpose? Right where you are right now, your soul is running the show as far as your awakening. And so in every moment of your awakening, that's your purpose. As you clear, as you raise your vibration and your frequency, as you transmute the lack, the limitation, the fear, the guilt, the shame, the doubt, the pain, the poverty, all of those things that we've taken on lifetime after lifetime and mastered, it's now your purpose to transmute and let go of those things so that we can evolve the species of man. And that's what we're here doing. We're all here evolving the species of man. So as you transmute those things that no longer serve a divine being, you're fulfilling your soul's purpose. And as you do that, then more of your gifts come to you. The gift of healing, the gift of teaching, the gift of song, the gift of whatever that gift is. Then more of those gifts can come to you because right now they're too far away. And let me just really paint this picture. Imagine, if you would, Russian nestling dolls, and you, the physical, you're at the center of it. You're that doll, and then around you, you have these layers, these other dolls. So around you is the emotional plane, the mental plane, the spiritual plane of existence. That's your aura, whatever you want to call it. Now, hovering above you, because it's not even in you yet, hovering above you is your soul, your higher self, your essential self, your oversoul, your monad, whatever you want to call it. Because lifetimes of all of these unexpressed emotions, and let me explain that. So say you're a little boy in a lifetime, you hit your knee, and your dad or your mom says, little boys don't cry, and you suck that energy in, and you don't cry it out. You don't express it. That goes into that emotional plane, and it's there with you. Now say in another lifetime, you were a healer, yet you were persecuted for being a healer, and they burned you at the stake as a witch. The trauma of that goes into that emotional field, and it gets stuck with you. But you know inside that you have more lifetimes, so you don't bother to clear it in that lifetime.
With only 1 minute remaining with the first segment, I would love for you to provide for our listeners, and we can definitely continue on with the next segment, on how we can gain access to your websites and how we can purchase a copy of your new book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening.
Perfect, thank you. So my website is dradvige.com, and that's D-R, and to spell my name, E-D-W-I-G-E, so dradvige.com. You can find the book, actually there's a link on my website, but you can also go to Barnes & Noble online or Amazon online, and it's available on Kindle as well. And I have a smartphone app, so if you want to, you know, follow all those different things, download my app. It's called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, Awakened. And with that, you can see all of the websites and all of the stuff that's going on.
And you also have a talk show as well on BBS Radio, Affirmations for Living. How can we gain access to that website?
BBSradio.com/affirmations for living. And you will see my show. It's aired every other Wednesday, so it actually will be this Wednesday, and follow it. Of course, you know, Joel, that we also, it's sent out to iTunes, so you can always go to the archives and listen to past episodes. You can go to iTunes and listen to the show as well.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I have with me tonight, and I thank you once again, Dr. Edwige, for joining me in this sacred space.
My pleasure.
The wonderful Dr. Edwige, my dear spirited Lemurian sister and mirrored image of my own reflection in Lemurian spirit. Reverend Dr. Edwige, author of her life-changing book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
When I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to VBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm one of the stars of the hit movie The Secret, and I'm the author of way too many books to even list here, including The Attractor Factor and Life's Missing Instruction Manual. You're listening to BBS Radio, so fasten your seatbelts, get ready to be inspired and informed. You're in for a wild ride.
Hello, this is Lee Taylor Young, and I'm visiting with you on BBS Radio.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio. And again, I have with me tonight the inspiring Reverend Dr. Edwige, body mentor, a light code activator, a metaphysical practitioner, a motivational speaker, and the author of her new book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life. And so please, Dr. Edwige, welcome back to the show.
Perfect. Thank you. So here's the thing. Okay, so we were talking about those Russian nestling dolls and how then lifetime after lifetime you've had these unexpressed emotions. All of those emotions, all of that trauma, all of that gets trapped in your emotional field, okay? And then you incarnate again and all of that stuff that you didn't release before comes right back into the new you, and that's now where you are. So here we are. This is the time that, yes, everyone's, you know, the Bible has spoken of. So now what do? How do we clear this gunk? How do we connect into those higher aspects of ourselves, our soul? And so the job is, as we peel away the layers and clear, and that's what a lot of people do when they say they're doing clearings, we are opening the way for your soul now to move more freely into you, because it cannot. From where we are right now, all of that gunk is causing a block. So we have to ungunk it so that we can get into the flow. And then the flow is now your soul can move freely in, your higher self can communicate with you more easily and clearly, your essential self, your oversoul, all of these higher aspects of you can now be one with you. And that's the process of clearing. So it's extremely important that you clear that stuff. So if you're not getting clear communication with your higher self, if you feel like you're out there and you're on your own and, you know, you're not getting any sort of guidance, it's because you have a lot of gunk, and that gunk has got to be cleared so that you can become a clear channel or be in the flow of source, of all that is. Extremely important.
And that is important from what we had spoken about previously, because of the time paradox, which is diminishing and thinning as we progress forward through this year. As we pull forward towards 2015 in January, we have to get that gunk on. Otherwise, if we don't, we resonate and we pull into our space more of that gunk. And we are manifesting much more quickly and at a much more exponential rate, more than ever before.
So true. So, okay, January, we move on to this new Earth. Remember earlier we said how the old timeline has ended, the new timeline begins next year. We're in that window of clearing that gunk, because as we step into the new timeline, love and light, and creativity, and the golden age as it ushers in. We, wherever we are, when we step onto the new earth, is where you're going to be stuck for a while. So, if we are creating with love and ease and joy and grace, and we're having a wonderful time, wonderful. You are going to continue that. However, if you've not done the work to get let go of your baggage, that baggage is going with you, and it's going to spiral around and around, and you're going to continue to manifest what you've been manifesting, and you'll feel stuck, and you'll spiral around. And it will be much harder to break free from it, because that buffer is no longer there. And so you'll be creating it over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
And it's going to take extreme strength to clear it.
Mm-hmm.
So it behooves you to do it now.
Now is of the essence, and that if we don't know what that means, we better know soon.
You better know. That's like now, being in the now moment, getting off autopilot, it has never been so important.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And that's why we have people such as yourself and many other individuals who parallel the likes of what your mission is, and bring about the light to places where there is no light, and allowing for other people and other human beings who are in the dark to become more a part of the know. And so that brings us forth to how you had acquired the Lemurian seed, and how did you know that it was significant when it was blessed upon to you?
That's beautiful. Thank you. And back to the one word you said earlier, compelled. Isn't it interesting how we're all now so compelled to have these shows and to get the word out and to share what we know?
Absolutely.
We are truly compelled, because our soul is connected to us, and our soul says, this is what you said you'd come forth to do. Do it. So it's just beautiful how we are listening, and I honor you for listening.
Exactly. Namaste. In Lakesh Alakin, I see you within me, definitely, for sure.
Absolutely. So, okay, when did I know I had this template? It was so very interesting, and it was several years ago with all of these experiences, as I call them, in my book. One morning, I found myself in this place that was really like this golden white energy and quite peaceful and loving. And there were three ladies, and our right arms were all out in front of us. And there was this energy, of course it was Source, Creator, and a tattoo appeared on our right arms, the three of us women. And the tattoo, very interesting. Okay, so down by my wrist were two, they look like two flowers side by side. In between was sort of like a branch, if you want to call it, a stem, and it came all the way up to the elbow, and then what looked like a head of wheat was at the elbow. And it was in beautiful colors of blues and greens and browns, and that tattoo appeared on all three of our arms at the same time.
Amazing.
And the voice said, draw it, and you will know what it is. So that experience was done, and I opened my eyes, and I'm like, okay, I'm back in my bed, because, you know, that's another story of how they would come and get me. and so days later, I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's right. I better draw this, because I'm going to forget what it is. And as I sat there with crayons, and yes, I actually have crayons, right? That's the inner child expressing itself.
Exactly.
And I don't have kids, but it's my inner child.
Right,
I love crayons. So I'm like, okay, what are the colors? And so I pull out the colors, and I'm drawing this on paper. And as I draw it out, I'm like, what on earth did I just draw? It looks like a woman's birth canal and her ovaries. I'm like, okay, that's crazy. So I leave it on my desk, and my husband, you know, comes into my office one day, and he says, what on earth did you just draw? It looks like a woman's birth canal. What is that about? I'm like, whoa, the woman's birth canal. What is that about?
Right.
So six months later, and this, you have to understand, was probably 2009, maybe, when I was still going to people, having them do interview work on me. And so I went to this woman that I trusted, and it's extremely important that you trust these people. I went to her home, and I lay there, and she started to do work on me. And she was making all sorts of noise, moving around, moving about. And when it was all done, I opened my eyes. She had white candles all around. There was a white statue of Kuan Yin sitting there, and she's sitting on the floor looking at me with her notepad. And she's like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. I'm like, okay, what? She said, all the mothers came in. She said, they wanted to make sure that you were perfect and pure. And she said, there were two things that had to be addressed. And she said, I'm in shock. But this woman had studied all around the world, in India and all over the place. And she said, you had two things that had to be cleared, because, again, I didn't come in with karma. And I said, what were those two things? She said, you were 5 years old, living in New York. Oh, no, she said, at 5 years old, you didn't see your life before you. And so I said, oh, that's when I was living in New York at my parents' home, and my sister and I took turns inside a refrigerator, and she knocked, I opened in and let her out. When I knocked, she couldn't open the door, and I passed out inside the refrigerator. My mom upstairs, two relatives from ascended worlds, came into her room and said, get up and go downstairs. Your daughter needs you, and she must live.
Oh, my God. Oh my
and
God.
She said they were all dressed up as they walked into her room, and she's right. Like, what's going on? So she came down, and there I was. So that was the issue that needed to be addressed and brought, you know, healed. And right. When I was four, I misplaced the stuffed animal. So she said that was a shocker to her. She said, wow, she said, there is a braid connecting you directly to Source. She said, very, you know, that was just amazing to her. She said, and you hold within you the template of the immaculate concept.
Amazing.
And then, a few months later, of course, you know, I'm taken again to another world, and they told me that it is the blueprint. And so what they showed me with these three ladies, I hold the blueprint for man, and that's for, well, fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. Right. The other woman holds it for the 9 through 12 dimension. And the other woman holds it for the other races that will be receiving souls, other, you know, dimensional beings that will be receiving souls. And so those are the three women, and we hold the templates. And I just happen to be the one to hold it for mankind.
And there's another word for it as well, from what we had mentioned earlier, that was the Lemurian seed.
Absolutely, because Lemurians were seventh dimensional beings. So Earth is a seventh dimensional place, consciousness, because it's a living, Earth is a living being. And so those Lemurians were amazing, and they lived in their heart space, and they created from their heart, and when they created from their heart, they would experience it, and then the energy, the feeling part of it, would go to Source, Creator, and Creator would feel itself, because Creator wanted to know, what does it feel like? And so we came forward and forth. And so Lemuria were, you know, seventh-dimensional beings. And so when it was about to sink, we knew that that prototype or that template had to be kept for the final golden age. And so I was a priestess in Lemuria, as I was a priestess in all golden ages. And I was perfect and pure. So within me was placed this template. It was all divine. If I were to go into that, literally we would speak for more hours, because all of these lifetimes and the different beings that I have come through, incarnated, all quite interesting, all being a part of holding this template.
And yes, so, indeed, Dr. Edwige, I would love to invite you for, on a future broadcast, and where we could speak specifically about Lemuria, because I've come across many people, and me included, we would love to learn more about the lost civilization of Lemuria. We've known all about Atlantis within that age and the completion of that age, and but not a lot of people know too much about Lemuria per se. So I would definitely indeed love to invite you back for a conversation about Lemuria. That would just be fascinating for many of the listeners for the show.
Wonderful. I'd love to.
And so with just merely only 10 minutes left in the show, I would love to leave room as well for your inspiration about your book that has just previously been published and released, You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening, A Journey to Discovering Your Soul, Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life. And for the most part, we've talked a lot about the many chapters within the book.
I would think so, yeah, definitely. You know, the book is really interesting. So it journals some of my awakening experiences, but more importantly, it shows you how to move through some processes yourself, you know, whether it be how to ground yourself or how to raise your frequency or how to meditate, how to breathe. It really shares with you the how-tos of this process. You'll have your own experiences. Certainly not everyone's going to be touched by the hand and taken to the Council of 12. But that's okay, because we all have our own road and our own piece of the puzzle. But these are the things that were shown to me to help the awakening process, and so I share them in a simple format that anyone can really comprehend. None of the concepts are difficult at all. And so it's a quick, easy read, but it's a transformative read, and that's the part that I really like about it. Now, how the book came about, really very interesting. So in this early on, this awakening and the beings visiting me, I had a reading, and the reading said, I went to a workshop in Sedona. And at this workshop, someone approached me and said, they want you to know how much you are loved and appreciated. Are you writing yet? And I looked at this woman, and I said, I don't write. I don't know what you're talking about. And I ignored it, because I'm like, write? I think not. And I don't know, 6, 7 months later, 8 months later, I'm at another workshop, and again, the stranger walks up to me and says, hi, they want you. I'm like, who is they? They want you to know how much you are loved and appreciated. Are you writing yet? And I said, no, I don't write. Then I was on the phone with, now this person has become a dear friend of mine, and channels Archangel Michael. And so I was on the phone with him, and he said, dear one, it is in your blueprint to write. And I'm like, really? What on earth is it with that?
And to go back to school as well, right?
Yeah, and to go back to school. I'm like, no!
No, I don't want to hear that.
But I said yes. You have to understand, for me, school was, okay, I went to all Catholic schools, okay? So I had a thing about school. I went to Catholic grade school. My high school was at a convent. I literally went to a convent. 150 girls in school. That was it. Little did I know, within me was the program. I was to release the false program of that dogma, and that's why I had to experience it. And so it was released, this reptilian energy that created religion and the false dogma that it is. All of that had to be released for stepping onto the new earth. And it was a part of my mission, my sacred geometry, to release that energy, which it was released. And so that's why I had to experience that. So I really didn't want to hurry back into any idea of school. So
and so this is pretty much what you had mentioned in the concluding portions of your book, and looking beyond the illusion, and that's what you have been guided to, allowing us to release that dogma. You're trying to release the veils for allowing people to see it with clarity.
Absolutely. I think I may have said all religions are in the same house, just a different room.
Right.
You know, and it's so important that we know that the answers are within us. It's interesting. I did my thesis on how to reprogram your subconscious, but I did my dissertation on religion. Mm. It's like, talk about how profound that
was. Beautiful, beautiful.
And so we have to understand that it's the human condition to want to belong. But because of the disconnect, because of the gunk around our auric field, our soul is hovering above us, and so we don't feel the connection. And so because we don't feel the connection, we then start to seek outside. Well, these powers that be, this reptilian energy, they knew that, so they created these religions with all of these rules, these laws, telling you're a sinner, telling you were cast out of heaven. All of this stuff, that's not true. But you didn't know because we're disconnected because of this stuff and this gunk that we didn't release. So now the job is to reconnect. The job is to reconnect so that your soul can communicate with you, and you will know that all the answers have always been internal within you.
And wouldn't you say that was the original and more hidden message that was obstructed, and would you say intentionally hidden by the elusive forces out there, in which the true message of Yeshua, of Jesus, was all about, essentially?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. It was all about love. Didn't he say, the least among you can do this?
Yes.
He, you know, it's so very interesting how the Bibles have just so manipulated the truth. And it's sad and it's unfortunate, but, and that's where so many people are stuck. So many people are still stuck in religion and thinking that the Savior is coming to, you know, to do what? You are the ones that have to awaken. Christ was the consciousness. It was a wonderful master. And yes, and oh my gosh, so directly connected to Source. And as that ascended master came forward to teach that we are all extensions of Source, every single one of us, whether we believe it or not, that's another story, but we all are. And that Christ consciousness is available to each and every one of us. Not only Christ consciousness, but cosmic consciousness is where we're going. And so what does the Christed energy look like, since we really need to understand what it looks and feels like? So let me give you this example. Imagine what you feel like when you make a mistake. You feel shameful. What do you feel? Angry. Whatever those adjectives are to describe what it feels like when you've made a mistake is one side of the coin. And that's called missing the mark. Now, what does it feel like when you think of a newborn baby? You think of a newborn baby, what are those adjectives? Pure innocence. They're naive. They're vulnerable. They're just beautiful and loved and pure. That's Christed consciousness.
Absolutely.
So every time you're feeling the energies of your love, of your divinity, of your pureness, of your wholeness, you are in Christ consciousness. And every time you're feeling the no's and the doubt and the shame and the guilt, you are missing the mark. And that is sin. And sin is an archery term meaning to miss the mark. So they got it all messed up when they were talking about your sinners. No, sin only means to miss the mark. And you miss the mark every time you're outside Christ consciousness.
Absolutely. A wonderful message right there. And just from your verbiage and just the energy that you were resonating from the last 5 minutes and talking about Christ consciousness and just reiterating what I tell many people end on end about we are the second coming. We are the individuals for which we have been waiting for all this time. And the Christ consciousness is within us. The answer is within us all. And definitely for sure that parallels, again, another parallel with my book that I have out there as well. One of my good friends, she had made mention that the book in itself relays exactly the heightening of Christ consciousness within all of us. And just when I was thinking about moving further away from Yeshua, from the essence of what Christ is, a pure and unadulterated a message was all about, I came back to him at more of a heightened and evolved level of understanding. And it was essentially moving through the different stages of knowing the truth about things. And so definitely intrigued about what that message is all about. And again, just another valid marker between you and I with our alignment. And again, from what we had mentioned before at the beginning of the show, what you resonate is what you will receive back in return. In this case, it's the higher resonation of the higher frequencies of the heart. And it brought me to you and you to me. And I'm sure, oh, definitely many interconnections from this point on within this life. And I know for sure of our Lemurian connection from our past lives as well. And I thank you for being within this space within me. And so with only just the 3 minutes remaining on this beautiful moment with Dr. Ed Weege, please provide us with any completing messages of inspiration for anyone else who is out there looking and searching and needing that inspiration to spark up this awakening from within inside themselves.
Well, thank you, Joel. Thank you. So here's the thing to know, with beyond any shadow of a doubt. Where you are right now in this moment is where you're supposed to be. Nothing is a mistake. You are not a mistake. You are divine. And everything has its purpose. And God's purpose is to work through you. So with love and compassion for yourself, you have to decide that you are ready to awaken. And when you make the choice, because everything is about choice, trust the process. And ask, right? Ask and it is given. So ask for the guidance. Ask for your guides to show up. Ask to be shown what it is you need to be released. If you don't know what step to take, ask and allow the answers to show up, because they will. Be aware, be expectant, and be in love. Love is all there is. You know, it's so very important that we understand that. And when I say love, I mean the highest aspect of love, which is the agape love, the love of your brother over yourself even.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in knowing that we are well worthy and deserving of that love, like you said, changing our consciousness and not only asking, but also receiving as well.
Receiving.
Oh, Dr. Ed Weege, our time has run up, but it has definitely not concluded our connection together for the many things that we could do in this life for the work that we do. And I thank you so much for reaching out to me. And for doing the many things that you have done for me energetically, just as of recent, and for the work that you do. And I bless upon you many blessings of abundance. And again, abundance of love, specifically with clarity, and to bring upon your show and upon your path even more abundance of love. And thank you so much, Dr. Ed Weege, for being on my show tonight.
Thank you, Joel. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. And I thank you so dearly, Dr. Ed Weege, as well as my many other listeners who are dedicated listeners to the show, for joining us here on this sacred space, this quantum think tank of sorts on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Bring a bass home, bring a blues, everybody on the all the time.
And if you had missed this show or any other previous broadcasts, please visit us at Quantum Mindfulness Radio's official website at www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. Again, that is www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. All previous and prior broadcasts are archived at the BBS Radio Network. Please join us every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. Again, I thank you once more for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.